Okay, so last week we really started a little bit on the kavana, and having kavana when you're davening. So we spoke about the Reb Chaim, the famous Reb Chaim, about two dinim of kavana. There's one kavana of being oimel lefnei hamelach, and then there's another kavana of actually understanding what we're saying, pirush hamilas. And the Mechaber really puts them all together in Sadiches. Just before we get there, I saw this, which is very interesting. So in the Yisoy V'Shoyesh HaVoida, which is the first page here in Shar Chamishi, Perek Rishon, so he says that he's going to be talking about Kavona. And he says, before I even start talking about Kavona, explain to you, you know, different Kavonas of Shemoneh Esrei, he said, I just want to first remove the michshol, that what prevents tefillah from being heard. You daven your entire life, and there are certain things that are preventing your tefillah from being heard. And the two things that he points out, which is interesting.
Who is this?
This is Yisoy V'Shoyesh HaVoida.
Who is this?
You know what it is? I don't have his name here. So, it's a famous Moser Sefer. So, he says here that there's two things that really prevent tefillah from being heard, that you got to make sure that you're clean from. Number one, he says, is gezel. And number two is interesting, something that I did not expect, shatnas. Shatnas and gezel, he said, those are the two things that if you're over those things, you got real problems. Gezel, I can hear a shtuk. You know, we say that in the Ila, right, by Yom Kippur. Okay, like gezel is a real bad one. And there's a lot of different parts to gezel, you know, stealing time and all these type of things. But anyway, so in the middle of the
potential.
So I mean, it's that I can hear, but it's just interesting. Shatnas, he also throws in there. Anyway, then he goes on in the middle and he says,
Alexander Ziskind.
Okay, there you go.
What?
That's what it is.
Who's
Alexander Ziskind.
Who's that?
The
Sayyid Shah. Next last
1700.
Okay, so he says that one of the things that he speaks about is that how careful we have to be in all the halachas that we have in Simen Sadiches, which is what we're about to see. Simen Sadiches is about Kavana, and to understand the Pirush Hamilas. And then he says in the middle there, which I underlined, V'roi la'adam la'ayin leprakim. It's proper for a person to look in this simen sadiches al kopadim pam achas b'chol shavua. So v'roi la'adam la'ayin leprakim. Every once in a while, a person should read and look in at least once a week b'shulchan aruch simen sadiches me'inyan kavanas hatfila shakulam he'medina ha'degemara kedoisha kedei la'ar levavei l'chol aniskir sham. So he says, number one is that we at least once a week you should see the whole Simen Sadiches to be able to help you to be mechaved, because those are the dinim. So, no further ado, let's continue Simen Sadiches.
It's
for our
Musaf today, right?
I actually do it on Tuesday, but fine, Sunday.
So the mechaber starts out. The mespal tzarich shechav believe pirush hamilas. So you have to be mechav in the pirush hamilas. Shemaitzi b'svasov. Simen tadiches sifalov. So you have to be mechav in pirush hamilas. V'yachshav kilo shchina kenegdoi. V'yoser kol machshavas ha'tordos oisa yashet yishar machshavat v'kavanos zak b'tfilas. So we said that you see how he puts these things together. He puts kavanas pirush hamilas together with yachshav kilo shchina kenegdoi. Doesn't seem like he's making it two things, and then you have to remove all the machshavas that are bothering you at the time until your machshavas is completely clean. The yashayv kilo midabel fnei hamelach bas v'dam, and he should make it. The yashayv, he should think. Well, he changed on the side. They changed the gears like this. The yashayv, he should think like this. Ki ilu, if he would be midabel fnei hamelach bas v'dam haymisad dvarav u'mechavim yafal v'al kirsh, of course you'd prepare everything that you're going to say and make sure that it's going to be smooth and clear. Kavachayim lefnei melech malchim loch magadosh baruch hu shuchayker kol machshavos. For sure, when you're speaking in front of Hashem, you should also make sure that everything's going to be clear, clean, smooth. They would be misboided and mechavne the tefillah shem agiim lespashtus hagashmis losgavus koyich haslichri until they would be complete hispashtus from their gashmi, and there would just be the koyich haslichri, which would be the taking over ad shem agiim karv lemalas nevuah, until they would reach the milo of nevuah. That's the chasidim rishayim. And then listen to this. So what happens if you're in the middle of the davening and you get a bad machshava in your mind? Or a distracting machshava? What should you do? So just continue davening. Hopefully it stops. He says, Yishtaik, you should be quiet. Actually, this about the machshava until it tries to get rid of the machshava, and then continue. Don't just continue. Stop the tefillah and try to clean your head. You should think of things that are machnia your lev. Now, interesting story. I heard that big shaila that we know that Avram and Sarah, that when Sarah felt that Avram wasn't doing something right, they had a machlokes. Yishmael, right? They had a machlokes about Yishmael. What should do with Yishmael? And Sarah said, you know, get rid of Yishmael. And Avram said, you know, we're going to keep him. It's all machlokes. They had machlokes. And then Rebbe Shlom said, "Kol asher taimer Sarah shema b'kayla." Right. So we had the same machlokes. But we find by Rivka and Yitzchak that Yitzchak loved Esav, right? And Rivka liked Yaakov. And came time for the brachas, and Rivka had to do this whole plan to get Yaakov to it. So the shaila is that why did Rivka go tell Yitzchak, listen? I have a machlokes with you. You think that Esav should get the brachas. I'm telling you, I think Yaakov should get the brachas. And then Hashem would come down and say, okay, listen, Rivka's right. Kol asher taimer Rivka, shema b'kayla. She should learn from Sarah. The same way Sarah took on Avram. Why can't Rivka take on Yitzchak? Shema kakasha.
Who asked
that question? So I heard this kasha. I don't know if I forgot who asked this question, but I heard this question asked by Rebbe Felder. Sometimes when he's saying halacha shir, so before the halacha shir, he'll give a little dvar Torah. So he said this to Aratheris, he says, I forgot who he said the name of. But he said the pshat's like this, is that when was the first time that Rivka saw Yitzchak? The first time Rivka saw Yitzchak was when Yitzchak was davening, right? And then he saw him. So he says, but we know, we just look at this halacha, is that when you're davening, it's supposed to be complete hispashta sagashmi. And it's just completely, your sichli, your seichel is in this gaber. So somebody who does that properly, so you don't see a person standing there, you see a melech. So the Rivka, the first time that she saw Yitzchak, she saw a melech. And that's who she's going to marry. And that was her first impression. See, you're gonna argue with a melech? You're going to have machlokes with a melech? So therefore, she was too nervous. All right, you know, he's going to argue with me, he's going to burn me up as soon as he opens his mouth. You know, melech. So he says like this. So he wanted to say that you see that how stark impressions, first impressions can be.
First impressions are lasting.
So, yeah. So anyway, fine. So that's the part. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah here says when he's saying on Pirush Hamilas, if caught an hour. So he says, "Va'yichavein ha'adam b'shemayis v'yichidim, rak yispal kipshutoy lahavin hadvar mikavanas halev." A person should not be mechavin with the shemayis and the Yehudim, just kipshutai to understand the words, b'kavanas halev. Imloi, unless, misha hu ba b'soid Hashem, v'yaydeh l'chavin ba b'liba ru'uso d'chila. He, unless someone who's mamish holding in the soid of Hashem, a big makubal maybe, and he understands all the depth of all this, he says, d'ilav hachi, chas v'shalom mekalkul b'zeh harbe. Because if you're going to try to come onto all these fancy kavanas and deep thoughts, and you're not really holding there, then you can fakir, cause terrible kokua. So you take a look at the Kaf HaChaim here, which is the next page. So the Kaf HaChaim is in Katan Beis on Pirush Hamilas. So in Beis he says like this: Zechein Tzarich Lizar B'Tevas of Oisiyos Uvinakudos. In base, we're going to start from the beginning. So he says, "V'chein." So not only the Pirush Hamilas, but he says, "V'chein tzarich lizar b'teivos." The words "ba'oisiyos uvin nekudos." Make sure you're careful with all of the letters and the nekudos. to make sure that you're not missing any of them. V'zel l'shoynes tzidu nuru hashlein perik gimel daf yidav v'beis. Al-kein. Tzarech adam lizor b'chol ha-tfilah v'hergol nasa teva. You should be careful with all the tefillah, and then by becoming hergol, it's going to become teva, it's going to be easy for you. V'hoitzi milin d'chshirin b'shleimusoy v'lisech shokol b'ay. You shouldn't mispronounce anything that you're saying in the tefillah. Ki halo yizeh yadua b'zayir ha-kodesh. Ready? This is yadua in the Zayir. Shebechol ois v'ois u'bechol koitz v'koitz. Toilin kama alafim revavois oilamois el yoinim kedoshim v'nalamim. And every single letter and every single kite is like the, even the little parts of the letter, right, and the little enunciation, all the little details of every single letter, of every single word in tefillah, is tied to it thousands and thousands of oilamois el yoinim kedoshim v'nalamim. K'mavor b'zor ha-kodesh parashas ha-chrimois taf ayin gil v'nal v'zel ha-shoin le'tel chazi. Malakadma da raisa di yavin linuka linuke alves. I am sham. Shayoitzim is there. So comes out. Kisha adam maitzim ipiv hateva kesikuna. If you say it the way it's supposed to be said, the word. Minanea kol hoi lames hatluim. You're shaking up all the worlds that are tully in that word. Ach, kisha ain't adam nice and dait. I believe ala goshes hamata. If you're not being nice and das and careful with the words that you're saying. Machlif teva zuba teva acheres, and you come to switch up the word with each other. Shein a klal b'tikin seder tefilas v'goyrim pigamim gedolim rachmana latzan ba'isan ilamis hakadosh hamtulim ba'isan oisias. You're causing terrible pigamim in the ilamis hakadosh that are tully in that letter. Shalat teva kiniske b'zayir kodesh b'kamim kaimis. So he's saying, you see how important it is to make sure that you're saying the words properly. Now listen to this. And so continuing in the Mishnah Berurah, I stopped in the middle, but he says you're continuing the Mishnah Berurah. B'tshuvas Marshal Simin Tzadiches, and we'll get to Nefesh HaChaim in a second. B'tshuvas Marshal Simin Tzadiches Kasev Ba'irich V'Heid Al Rash Sha'amar Achri Shalom At Sisri HaKabbalah. So this person, after he learned all of Sisri Kabbalah, or Shalom At Sisri Kabbalah, Shuhum Ispal Ketinik Ben Yomei. After he learned all the deep kavanas and everything, all the kavanas you can possibly have when you're saying the tefillahs, with all the Sisri HaKabbalah, he would daven like a Tinik Ben Yomei. This Rash, I don't know what his name. I don't know what his name is. But he said that this person, that even though after he learned everything, so all he would daven is just concentrate on the words and the Isis, and that's it.
Daven like a baby,
exactly.
He didn't have all the...
Right, he did not have all these kavanas. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is trying to bring home, is that just worry about Pirush HaMilas. Pirush HaMilas is really yikar. And I'm not sure if the Yom saw us, but this is very geshmak in Nefesh HaChaim, in Perek Yud Gimel.
So we're going away from the, we said that you had to go with Pirush HaMilas and...
But even in that, if you say that there's a thing of Amin Lefnei HaMelech, that is only... That's here. Look, yes, so you know what? Just take a look at the end of Mishnah Berurah here, because he actually spells it out exactly. He says like this: the Elo Kavanas Hamavurim Kam Shulchan Aruch. These Kavanas that are explained here, they should be Oyim of Ne'amelach and everything like that. E'ef Shulachav B'Shas Tfilah Rak Kaidim. You're not supposed to be thinking about those things during davening. Before davening, you're supposed to be thinking about those tefillos. Ubit tefillah, but when you're actually davening, then Sarach Lachavim Pirush Hamilas. Then. So when you're supposed to be Ayim Lufnei HaMelech and thinking about the Ramin Musaf Hashem and the year and all that stuff, that's supposed to be before davening. But then once you actually get to the actual tefillah, then you should just, the kavanah should just be on Pir Shamilas.
This answers Shuli's question, exactly.
Yeah, I think Reb Chaim also speaks to that.
This is just Shemun Esri though, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Shemun Esri.
Just one.
So now here's in Perek Yud Gimel, so Nefesh HaChaim is also talking about how to have kavanah when you're davening, and exactly what kavanahs you should be having. V'ha'etza ha'yu'utza zeh. So Perek Yud Gimel. V'ha'etza ha'yu'utza al zeh, to have kavanah during davening. Hu k'moy shavna magid lebeis Yosef ba'azor beis bereish sefer magid misharim. You know, the magid misharim, beis Yosef had a visitor from the magid, from the Malach Yisloneth, and he wrote it down. So he says, "Zel l'shoni this." It says, "Lizar milachsha b'shas tefilah b'shul machshava." You shouldn't be thinking anything during davening, any machshava. Afilu shel Torah mitzvus ki im b'teivos hatfilah atzman. You should just be thinking about what the words of the tefilah themselves. Says in Nefesh HaChaim, "Doich b'dvarav." Look what he says there. Be careful. Be medayek what he says. Shaloi amar lechavein b'chavonas hatevis. He doesn't say to have kavana with the kavana of the teves. Ki be'emes, listen to this. But oimik pnimius kavanas atfila, the deepness of the pnimius of the kavanas of tefila ain itanu yedei adma. We cannot fathom how deep it goes. Ki gam mashen is galon uksas kavanas atfila. Rabbi Seinu Hirshanim zal kadishin al yoinim. Because even what was revealed to us through the Rishonim about what's going on, what the kavanas of the tefila are, v'ad achron, even until the last one, who is who, harav hakodesh ish lakim naira arizal, asher hifli higdalasis kavanas nifloim, that he says unbelievable kavanas that are going on with the davening, einam be'erech af ketipo minayam, klal, this isn't even a drop in the sea, neged penimius oimik kavanas anchek neses hagadayla besachne atfila. This isn't even a drop. All the Kavanas and all the Rishonim spoke about, and all the Arizal, and all the things in Kabbalah, it's not even a drop in the sea to what the Panemius of the Kavana of the Anshe Knesset HaGadolah were when they made the Tefillah. Shayu Kufchav Zekeim, there are 120 Zekeinim. Umehem Kam Neviim. They're in Neviim that were writing the Tefillah, that we're davening now every single day, three times a day. V'chol Meivin Yavin. Everyone understands, should understand this. The Laisi Anush Al Yabeshta, there is no person on this world. Shayuchul Asakin Tikkun Nifl Venerik, because no one can be Masakin this type of amazing Tikkun. Lichlo Velignos Mavatvia Tfilo Kvur Sidur Benusach Echad Hatikun Shakalam, said no one can really create such a vehicle of Tfilo that is able to be Masakin all the Ilamis. El Yoinim Vitachtoinim Vesidre Pirkei HaMakov, and also to Masadr the Merkava. Visha Bechol Pam Shemispalim, every time that we daven, Yugram Tikunim Chadoshim Besidr HaIlamos VaKoyches, we are causing new Tikunim with the order of the Ilamos and their Koyches. I don't know what this means exactly. Pam Shachas Meichin Chadoshim Acherim, and also causing new Tikunim. Listen to this. From the time that they were Misakin Tefillah until Bias Goyal B'Meir B'Meinu, until Mashiach, Lo Yihaya V'Lo Yiyah Shum Tefillah B'Pratis Daim L'Chaver T'Shakaydim L'Vachra Klal. There is no Tefillah, even though you're saying the same exact words, there is no Tefillah that is similar to the one before. D'Levushim D'Lavish B'Tzafel L'Lavish B'Ramsho D'Lavish B'Ramsho Chulei, meaning, like it says in practice here, that whatever you did during the morning is not the same thing that's going on at night.
Different
tikkunim. The
tikkunim
that are happening in the morning with your tefillah is not the same tikkunim that are happening.
So it's not good to have my own narash kavanas.
That's what he's saying. Right? Listen to this. He says, that's why he says, when somebody misses the tefillah, it's not okay, so I'll just, you know. He says no, because that's, you'll never be able to fix it, because there were certain tikkunim that were supposed to be happening by the earlier davening that you're not doing now.
So what's your
tishum
doing?
Yeah, so I guess somehow you're tapping into some of it. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's
not on the same level, maybe.
Maybe not on the same level. Yeah. So that's Shabbat of a Kriyas Shema Yitfilah. Mashkos Baruch Pirik. It's Chayim Per Exam Shema Yitfilah. Who built the Efsher and Loya Adi Nevuel? Yoyna, this would be impossible to be able to create such a tefillah. The ruach kachri is bracha sher hayfi alayim hayfa atzuma beis tikkun nusach ma'adei atfilah v'brachas. Samu yizbarach shemay b'fiyim elu atevis furois. Ugenusis besuchim kol tikkunim. So no one will be able to really create this type of tefillah with all these tikkunim. Okay, and then the next paragraph he says like this. Elo ikir ba'avoydat tefillah. So what's the ikir ba'avoydat tefillah? So now I know I'm being misakin all these things that I never even can dream of. That when a person's davening and he's saying the words, Yitzayir loy oz b'machshavtoi oysa hateva v'oysi yoseo kitzurasa. What should you think about? When I'm saying Rafa'inu Hashem nei Rafa'i, should I think about all the sick people that I have in mind? So you're saying like this. You should have in mind the words that you're saying as they're written. So my Rafa'inu, I cannot possibly imagine all the tikkunim that are tied with that word. So just think about the word. That's what that's what they wrote. They wanted you to think about that word. That word so in it.
Think about individual cholin.
Well, yeah, I mean, so Kipshuta, that's what he's saying. Just think about the word.
What
with
about
its
the insertion?
With its letters, Kitsurasa. On the bottom. Yeah, I know. I'm not, he's not
because
discussing
that in a different Jew.
What is it?
Well, Chashulcha spoke about it. We spoke about it in a different shiur. That really, we're not supposed to be adding any type of thing to davening. Maybe just once in a blue moon, you know, as a derech b'kfiyas, you shouldn't be messing around with the tefillah. Yeah, no, because the Anshei Knesset Gedolim made a tefillah like this. Yeah. Every single thing is tied to the one before. That everything is one, you know, one order that they made.
You shouldn't say that you're also.
What about those two big insertions of
Shulchan? That's what
we came out from that. So Shulchan came out, it came out from there. And also, I spoke to some other people about it, and they said also, I mean, just, you know, they didn't say this, but they said, okay, you can have it in mind, but don't start changing the Nusach of the Tefillah every single time you daven by adding these things. That's not what the Anshei Knesset Gedolim was
at. What about the two big insertions in
Shulchan? Right. What? Right, so anything that wasn't created by the Anshei Knesset Gedolim.
Right.
So the Orchid Shulchan would be against saying those things?
Yeah, as a kfiyas. Wow. As a kfiyas for sure.
You say it at the end by,
as a kfiyas for sure. Because everything is included in the davening. You don't need to add anything. The Anshei Knesset Gedolim put everything that you can possibly imagine that you're ever going to need in your entire life in the tefillah itself. So there's nothing really that we need to add. So he's saying that because of all these kavanos, so what should you do? Just think about the word. And you should also think that you're trying to be ma'isav kedusha, ma'isav the other kayach kedusha.
So this makes it feel a lot easier because this is not such a hard thing to do, really.
It's shorter.
Yeah, and not only that, he says, look at the next paragraph. He says, "Vehi." Not only that, but that's actually you're accomplishing more with your tefillah by just thinking of the word itself with the Isis. Vehi segula nifla, badek umenusa. This is a segula that's badek umenusa. One from the Chaim, from Chaim.
What does badek umenusa mean?
It's tried and tested.
Tried and tested. Yeah. Lemaragilim asmazef. If you're margul yourself in this, that it's going to badek umenusa levatul lahaser meilav bezek kol machshavas ha'avol martardes. By doing this, then you'll be able to be mevatel all the mabed machshavas that come to you that are mevatel your das during davening. Umenias taharis and machshava v'akavona. V'chol asher yosef hergelu b'zev. You're yosef. You're hegel on this. Yisvasif leitar machshavta v'tfilo v'ikavona pasha. So that's you're being. It's going to increase your machshava, your kavanos. So that's what he's saying. Rav Chaim is saying you think about the word with its letters, and that's all you have to be concerned about. You don't have to think about any major kavanas. And this would be a line with the Pirush HaMilos. You see how important, and I guess it would make sense also, this person that had all these, the Rash, he knew all the Sisrei Kabbalah and everything, so he probably knew that every single word is really, that's the word. The word is all those Sisrei Kabbalah. You don't have to think about it, because that's all included in the word. Now also, I will tell you something interesting that Nefesh HaChaim says in a different place that I saw also. That he says, he has a kash like this. You have problems, right? So you want to daven for your problems to go away. Right? You have problems. People need lefuas, people need, you know, parnosa, all these different things that people need that they're davening for. Mm-hmm. So when you're davening, how can it be, who's sending you these problems? Right? There are a bunch of them sending you these problems, right? Obviously, you need these problems because you either got chatoyim or you got things you got to fix up. I mean, there's reasons why you're getting these. So what type of chutzpah is it for you to daven for Hashem? He's like, you go to a doctor. The doctor says, look, you know, we got to do the surgery. He said, yeah, but the surgery's going to hurt. Don't do any surgery that's going to hurt me. He's like, yeah, we need to do the surgery. What do you want? You don't want to do this. He's like, and you're going to tell the doctor, well, please, don't do the surgery. Please, please, I don't want to get hurt. You need to get hurt in order to get fixed. What do you want? I should have made the cut? So he's saying, so how can we have the chutzpah to tell the Rebbeinu Shleilim, listen, I'm sick. Please help me get better.
Yeah, that's not what you're asking ever in davening. You're not asking like, oh, Hashem, I know it's really better. You know that anything you're going to really ask for, that, look, Rosh Hashanah, you're the one who gives it to us. We don't know. We assume that, look, we try our best, what we think we want. If it's good, it's good. If it's not good, we don't want it. That's usually the classic intention of someone who's davening or is supposed to be.
I hear.
Also, we're not davening for ourselves all the time. Right? We're davening for our children. Right,
maybe
having relatives and saying it's not all about us.
Okay, but again, it would go into the same thing because right. why if that person then, obviously needs it.
Not true, because we always have a rule. And it's for myself. I'm not like Hashem is giving me my problems. Who am I chutzpah to say that I don't need them, whatever. But for other people, we don't. That's not a chashman. Someone else is sick. You're diving for them, right? You're diving for someone else's parnasa. You don't make such.
No, that's what I'm saying. But I think that because that's like a Musar bar you're saying. But I think
that's the truth, isn't it?
Well, I mean, but if you think about it like this, that if there are a bunch of them sending to him that trouble, obviously the guy needs it.
Right.
He needs it. I mean, so how can we, why would we daven to take it away? Like, we're going to daven here, please, don't let that guy undergo, you know, bypass surgery, because it's going to be a lot of pain. The guy needs the surgery. What do you want? What do you mean? I'm supposed to daven for the guy, tell the doctor not to do the surgery?
So he's already coming out. So not to daven.
So the Nevi Shachaim says like this. Beautiful. He doesn't say it here, but I just saw it. He says like this. He says, no, you're not daven. Really, you're not. Really, your kavanas of davening is like this. It's not supposed to be, please Hashem, I'm in pain, take away the pain. The thing is like this. He's saying, you're daven for Hashem, that Hashem, when I'm in pain, it's a chil Hashem. Because I'm in pain, and you're in pain. Because you're in pain, because you right, you saw rise and kushri, so you feel our pain. I don't want you in pain. Me, you're right, I need the pain, but I don't want you the pain. It's not worth it for me for you to have the pain. So take away my pain so you won't be in pain. That's how you're supposed to be davening. So it's an interesting cook on it. But anyway, fine. So that's the
nepshim. One thing to say that and one thing to really mean
it. Yeah. Okay, fine. But that's the first thing. Okay, and then just quickly to speak about the Messiah Sharm before we get back to the main halacha here. I'm not going to read it through. You can read it by yourself if you want. But he says here that how are you going to come to when you're davening to have the yira that you're being aimed with the amel? So he says there's three main things that you can think about in order for you to help you come to this yira. He says first you have to understand is that you have to understand that you're actually, and think in your mind, that you're actually talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You're not just davening because it's time to daven. You think that you're actually talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He says, even though it's impossible for us in our minds to have this tzir of Hashem, he says, but still we can understand that we're talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and put that in our hearts that we're actually talking to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam now. That's what, you know, that's what we say, Baruch Ata. We say Ata, you. Who's you? I'm talking to you. Only it's like he's in front of you. And then he says, you have two other things that you should think about. How the meraimimus of Hashem is that how He's controls every little thing, He's mashgiach over every little thing, and at the same time, the other thing is that you have to think about how, you know, chisus we are. Well, what kayach do we really have? You know, and we're coming, we're filled with chatayim, and filled with gashmias and all those things, and we're coming to Hashem. So he says, these three things can help us to be able, okay, it's just a nice piece if you want to take a look at that one. But, let's get a little bit back to the halacha to finish up the halacha. So, okay. So the Mishabrua, the Ramah here says, the Yashayv Kaidam Hatfila Meraimus Hakal Yisala B'Shiflas Adam, which is what the Messiah Sharm kind of spoke out also, that a person should think before davening the Raimus of Hashem and the Shiflas Adam, the Yasser Kol Tanugay Adam Alibay. You should try to remove all the tanugim that a person has. You know, sometimes you daven when you're too hungry. Mm-hmm. The entire time you're thinking about, you know. Then he says, bonav haktanim beis haknesses. It's also to kiss your little kids in shul.
Is it
katana dafka? That's the child. They speak it up. Remember, I saw someone that said you're allowed to kiss your older people, your older kids.
You're not going to kiss your older kids.
Oh, so we'll see that in a second time. Kedei likvai belibai shein. So again, so he says, Kedei likvai belibai shein avak avas hamakim baruch hu. In order to be kaveh in your heart, that there's no avak avas hamakim baruch hu. So l'chayra, gedayim should be the same thing, right? But why does he say banim ktanim? So just time, because that's the normal way to do it. So on the side here, they bring this the shayla down. Chaim Kanievsky, they bring. Bring some Chaim Kanievsky, that's only Bon Tana.
Oh.
And that meaning
under
the Bar Mitzvah Katana, or like.
I mean, I would think under Bar Mitzvah.
You know, Rabbi Brammer was talking about it once. He said that he hugged another someone in show, but he didn't see him in a long time. And he also said something similar to either Bon Katana or something like that. But it's also only a specific time in show. I don't know.
I mean, he's just.
So
first of all, I want to tell you like this: that he brings from the Ben Yishchai and this other sefer called Ayuch Neman that also them are included in this. And then he says even when it's not Peshas Tefillah, he brings from Chaim Kanievsky, they'll be aser. As long as you're in shul, you shouldn't be doing it in shul. And then he says. And he says, what about kissing the hand of your father or your Rebbe? seems to be like
it's a Sfarim do that with their
right. So there's such a thing, right? So Ben Ish Chai says it's mutter, because this is nichlal on a mitzvah.
Cover the Rav, cover the Torah.
Yeah. Okay. So then look at the Mishnah Berurah. Bar of Ketanim. This is interesting. Bishla Kairei Tigar.
We see from the Ben Ish Chai that he argued in the Rav Chaim. Can he ask it? Because he's saying it's only mutter.
Rav Chaim has argued in the Ben Ish Chai.
What? Rav Chaim is arguing in the Ben Ish Chai.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because he says it's mutter to.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah says here, Banim Ketanim.
Where are you now?
In Sifkat and Gimel. So he says you're not supposed to kiss your kids, your Banim Ketanim, when you come to shul. So listen, Bishla Kairei Tigar Al Mavim Li Yaladim Basic Nesus. So Shla would try against bringing your kids to shul. Vahainu Ketanim Shadayin La Higil Chinuch. That's kids that don't reach Chinuch yet. You bring little kids to shul.
Six or seven.
Why? Because the kids, they play. They're mechal the kedusha beis haknesses. Not only that, they got mevalbel das amisfalim. They bother everyone. They're mevalbel your das. Va'oy, listen to this. This is the point. Gam ki yazkinu. Even when they get older, lo yasuru mimin hagim hara.
Why do we have such problems
with the
show's meant to play?
Yeah, the show's a playground. You know, so that when they get older, they have this already light feeling about shul.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's a whole chiddush when the rav is trying to get them to be quiet and not be davening or in the back, whatever. Avo, he says, "Kishegil chinuch." Adrav, listen to this. Yevienu itel beisak nesas. V'lamadeyu arches chayim leishiv be'emo be'yirav lo'yinichenu lozes m'mkaymai, that you should not have them leave you next to you. You leave, sit them next to you. V'yizarzei lanas amein v'kash kedusha. Then you make sure that they're answering amein kash kedusha. Ayin sham v'soifim yonit filo v'kriyas l'tayra. Listen to this. This is v'ayin tanad v'l'yo chelakal peregimu gadol ha'aynish sheyesh lo ha'av sheminiach es ha'benoi la'anois dvarim shal hevel v'tufas basic nesses. So you see that not such a great idea. Agav, just to let the Eilam know that my father, when we would come to shul, he'd never let us go play in the hallway. So it's either you're coming to shul to daven or you're staying at home. That was it. But that's mamash mishabura. He's just mamash mishabura. So that's an interesting thing here. He says. Interesting Shaila here. Oh, Mishnah Berurah have gotten hay.
We should go post these in
this seminar.
Yeah.
Okay, so before I get to the Shaila, I guess we should see the next sif, which says, Lo yisbal b'makom sheish davish mevatel kavanasi. You should not dive in a place where it's going to be mevatel your kavanah. And also not a time that's going to be mevatel your kavanah. So, you know, if you have after work, whatever, it's a terrible time to daven, so you shouldn't daven then. And he says, V'achshav einan in this harem b'chozeh, v'mneish einan mechav n'kol kach v'tfilah. No, we're not so careful because we're not really mechav. This is basically what you're talking, by the way. So you can imagine where we're holding.
What is he saying? I missed what he's saying.
He's saying you shouldn't daven in a place where that there's something that can be mevatel your kavanah. Let's say you're davening next to a construction site or something. You know, you're shul, whatever. So then you shouldn't be davening something that's going to...
I mean, not in a shul, but in davening be a chiddush.
Mm-hmm. No, he's talking about even in a shul. If it's a makam that's not conducive for kavanah, you shouldn't daven there.
Next to a window with a stuff going around. So he says here, look in Sifkat and Hey.
Now, on the side of being a shy like this, what's better? Should you daven in a place where you'll have more kavanah, but you're going to have to leave davening early? I think the classic, example of this could be, let's say you want to daven in the kail. Let's say you have more kavanah when you daven in the kail. But you know, if they start at 7:30 and you have to do carpool at 8:10, so you're going to have to leave early. So is it better to daven in a place where you're going to have more kavanah but not finish the whole davening? Or is it better to daven somewhere where you'll daven the whole davening, but you don't have such great kavanah in that place?
Faster, whatever.
I mean,
without mentioning any names or shuls.
Yeah. So,
faster pace.
So this is a klara, this is first machaber, no? Doesn't machaber say that it's better to daven
with
kavana.
Is it better to daven with kavana? Oh, it's a few paragraphs. Then to daven quicker. It's better to daven something.
Where? Let me see if it brings it here. I think I do remember something about Toiv Ma'at B'Kavana
something like that.
Right? I do remember something like that. I don't know.
What does he say over here?
Anyway, so he brings up the Seder from the Tefillah Kol Chasa. You know that Sefer Tefillah Kol Chasa? Somebody got me the Sefer, by the way, Tefillah Kol Chasa from Rav Mitzvah. I never opened it until this year. You know, I mean, I maybe did open it, but like I never, you know, a mamash goes through all the halachas of Tefillah, which is very interesting, and brings from the bottom a lot from Rav Shlomo Zalman. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, in this case, what's the better? Is it better to daven? So he says like this, it's better to daven with kavana in the place you're going to daven more kavana, even if you're going to leave early. Mm-hmm. He says, even if you're going to miss Kriya Satayra on Monday and Thursdays. If you're going to daven better with kavana there, it's always better to daven kavana. Yeah. But, he says like this, but you should try to make everybody understand why you're doing that. So you should tell everybody, listen, I just want to make an announcement here. The only reason I'm diving this minute and I'm leaving early is because I have carpool and the only other minion would be faster. I wouldn't have so much kavana there. So that's make sure that everybody knows. You don't want to create. Anyway, so just one more thing I just want to point out. Even though the Mechaber says that it's manazah, we're not so nizer with fuel anyway. So why do we care so much about kavana? Maisa, you know, at the end of the day, whatever we can do, Mishabru speaks out, whatever we can do, you're supposed to try to have kavana, right? You know, even though you don't just throw the whole towel, okay, listen, you know, I'm not going to have kavana anyway, so I may as well daven, you know, on my way home from work when I'm not, my head's in 100 different places, because I'm not going to want to have to, you know, go out again. You know, you still do what you can do. So if there's another minion later where you know you're going to be more miyushev, or you know that there's another minion where you can maybe get there early and learn a little bit before, just to be miyashev yidas a little bit, of course, Mishabru is saying, you know, that you should try to do that. I think it's coming from the Gemara, and I have to look it up again. I think the Gemara says, bring the Maisa, that a certain person didn't daven at all if he didn't have Das Miyushev. He didn't daven. It was like an Amir. He didn't daven if he couldn't have his Das Miyushev. So I think that the point here is that don't miss Zman Tefillah because, oh, listen, I'm not going to be able to concentrate now. I've got too much going on. Then you should daven anyway. But if you have an option to daven at two different miyanim, one where you're going to have more miyushiv, and one not, then of course you should daven at the one that you're going to be more miyushiv. That's not the point here. The point is just saying, don't miss davening because you can't be machaven.
That's for sure. Thing
you should daven anyway. Also, we saw earlier, by the way, when you daven with the tzibur, remember we spoke about davening with a tzibur, that even if you don't have a kavana, when you daven with the tzibur, that your tefillah is nishma, so your tefillah is niskabel. That's why it's so important to daven with the tzibur.
Your option's not like, oh, I daven by myself, I have more kavana.
Oh yeah, for sure. Not. We had that chat over there.
Right.
So that was.
What about davening after you do carpool? Would carpool be considered doing your tzracha?
Oh, so that was your shalom from my last year. Yeah,
some guys do that. They go daven at the 9 o'clock minyan.
Well, so maybe I mean the only svar I can, first of all, I think l'chatchila for sure, you know, if you can not, if you can avoid it, probably better not to.
Probably the same thing. But your kids, but take care of your kids in the morning before you go.
But I think so. I think that the svar it could be is you're doing a mitzvah, taking your kids to school is a mitzvah. So it's like being Isaac in a mitzvah.
Not really tzracha.
That's not really tzracha. You're doing a mitzvah, so maybe a mitzvah would be mutter. But I think if you could, you know, I guess it's better to schedule a day that you can daven before. But you know. I can hear this far to be medical because of my seed or mitzvah. All right.